Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
When you look into Psalms chapter 94, and chapter 94 says, O Elohim, to whom vengeance belongs, O Elohim, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth, rise up, O judge the earth, render punishment to the proud. How long will the wicked, how long will the wicked triumph? And we know they utter speech and speak insolent things. And we pray that may wickedness not succeed tomorrow. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hey, Sawubona, Pastor Ray.
Good evening, sir.
How are you today?
Anyaphila kunjani?
On the eve of my election.
Yes, sir.
Let me say, you know, people think they are smarter and wiser than Nkulunkulu. There is nothing in this earth that we do or that is not in the scripture. My election, the vote, it's nothing new. I'm going to read Acts chapter 1, verse 26. When old Judas died, our apostles, the number was reduced to 11. So they voted for another apostle to make it completely 12, so that what they did, they cast lots. There's something called they cast lots. They put the names up there of, they prayed, put the names of the candidates, and then they cast lots. Let me read it. Acts 1:26, and they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Yeah, I just want to say, my election laksasa is nothing new. It was invented from the beginning. There is nothing they can tell us. But the one they say by believing in the scriptures is that they prayed before, and then they throw the lot, it landed on the right, on the person, they accepted it. Here, now, on earth, they are mimicking the same thing, but it's fake, because this one, they rig it. It's not authentic and fair. Tricks and all of that. But Unkulunkulu, we've already prayed for to take this country, to return this country back to him, to take this country away from evil people, from Satanists, from people who bow to other men, from people who bow to ancestors, from people who use witchcraft. All prayer goes against all those leaders. It doesn't matter. Any leader who said something which is antagonistic to the scripture about relationships and marriage and the children and women, rights and all those things that are antagonistic. I pray that everybody, the Most High's will will be done tomorrow. His kingdom must come in parliament. The person who's going to sit on that seat, the Holy Spirit must take care of him. People are going to cast their lots. There's going to be a lot of things. We're praying for peace, for justice. Once and for all, there's going to be peace in South Africa. Once and for all, our people will be happy. They're going to have a true and a real freedom, which they so desire, which has been denied by the devil. We rededicate the country tomorrow back to the to Yeshua, back to the Most High. Anything evil, will not succeed. We've already prayed that his will be done. Everybody's going to enter in that parliament, ministers, legislature, the speaker, even in the judiciary, all these three houses, we prayed already that the Holy Spirit might lead and the Most High will be done and the kingdom of the of Yeshua tomorrow. Because when we pray, we say, as it is in heaven, let thy kingdom come on earth. Tomorrow we're going to witness that. Yeah. We bind all evil spirit on Shannon against and all tricks of the devil.
Yeah.
We bind them. What we bind on earth is also going to be bound in heaven.
Yeah.
So, tomorrow people must go and cast their lots and then choose, let the Holy Spirit guide them and choose the right people who got the Spirit of the Most High, who keep the commandments, who keep the laws, who's filled with the Holy Spirit, who believe in Yeshua Mashiach. Anybody who worship men, we've seen them on TV, going to the graves, bowing to other men and witchcraft, all those people, we bind them in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. May his kingdom come tomorrow and people take freedom once and for all. May the lots that are going to be cast land on the chosen one, which was long. Remember, there's nothing new that surprises the Most High.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to them tomorrow has long been written by the Most High. Who's going to win and what is he going to do? And we're praying for peace and for safety for everyone. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, my friend.
Much, brother.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Hey, tada. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Words of wisdom, words of encouragement, peace, words of goodwill, words of hope, love and unity about tomorrow. Prayer, praises, worship, supplications for tomorrow. Requests unto the Father for tomorrow. We pray that may the Father guide us even far much more. I like that final statement which he said there. And of course, you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this very issue of goodwill, prayer, praise, and worship.
Masim tumise khoko ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no ayanda nenema. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina uKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
All right, and of course, check it out. You know, the aspect of prayer and fellowship is very much important. I'm still looking into the book of Psalms. I just go through and through and through and through, you know, looking at that. Now, when you also look into Psalms chapter 68, it says, let the Elohim arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. Anyone who hates peace, may they not succeed tomorrow. Let the peace of the Elohim, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, our Christ. Let it be so. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thank you, brother. We really need to have peaceful elections, not only tomorrow, but we also need a peaceful livelihood.
Absolutely.
And I think it is our duty to continually pray for this. And you just quoted a beautiful Psalm 68, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. And let those who hate him flee before him. And I think the biggest mistake that we do when we look at this, we look at our enemies, and then we start targeting people instead of targeting the real enemy, who is the enemy of the Most High. And the scripture is clear: let God arise and let his enemies, not our enemies, because whoever we are coming against, even if they manifest in the form of the flesh, we know that that flesh is just an instrument of the enemy who is against us. So we pray that the enemies of the Most High, who are against peace, who are against livelihood, who are against the gospel, who are against the truth, that's the enemy that we are praying against. So we are saying today and tomorrow, anything that will come against the plan of the Most High, let the Most High be the one who rises and scatter all of those enemies of the Most High. And we want to see peace. We want to see him prevailing. We want to see the hand of the Most High taking precedence in what will be happening. And I believe that we have authority to change the status quo. We have the authority to affect the realms of the Spirit, because God has given us power in the tongue, and he's given us the power in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, whom he said, when you pray, you must believe that whatever you are praying for, you already have. When you pray in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, So we are not just praying in vain. We are not just calling on the God whom we don't know. We call on the God whom we have a relationship with, and we are praying in the name of the King of Kings, Yeshua HaMashiach. And we need not to fear anything. I know that most of us, we are confused. We are scared of what the status will be afterwards. And we must know that we have power of changing things around by our prayers, by our stature, by what we will do in the realms of the Spirit, by the power of the word and the prayer. And God is giving us promises that when we do our part, God will do his part. Mm. And we must know that every king, every authority, when we take our part, it will be in God's hand. Proverbs 21 says that. Let me quickly quote that, and then I can read. Proverbs 21, verse 1. It says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, like the rivers of water. He turns it wherever he wishes. So it means if we are not going to do our part, we are not going to see the manifestation of this verse. If it says the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. So we need to pray that whoever will take the position of leadership in this country becomes the one who will be in the hand of the Lord, whose heart is in the hand of the Lord, so that God will be able to turn it wherever he wishes. Then it means the fear that we have will be removed, because we know we have prayed to God. We know that God has power to do in accordance to our prayers. And he says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. So in our prayers, we are also including this, that God, who knows the heart of man, is the one who will help us and direct us in choosing the man whose heart is after God. Because we can see as though men are true in what they're saying, but God is the one who searches the heart. He's the one who sees what they really are and what they really want to do. So it means when we pray, we will be led into choosing right, into doing the right thing, so that the will of God will prevail in our country. Hence, I said, we need not to fear. If we know that we are in God and we have done our part in prayer, we know that God will take the heart of that man and put it in his hand, and we'll be able to sway it in the direction of the Lord. And we can be able to move this country towards the kingdom of the Most High. We can do our part as the house of God. God is able to change the status of any environment by the remnant. He is able to save with the remnant, but he needs men who will stand to build a wall that the nation not be destroyed. Psalm 33 says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. So we know that we belong to him. So we can stand on behalf of this nation. The people who are called by God's name can stand, and we can represent the whole nation. And this verse will be relevant to us. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And it means when we pray to him, God will be able to do his word as we do our part. But we must do this with diligence, with the heart of praise, with the heart of thanksgiving, knowing that God has already done it if we have done our part as the believers and the children of the Most High.
Absolutely there. And of course, you can send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Messages of goodwill and prayer, and of course also messages of hope and love and faith, messages of goodwill, messages of worship, and of course also prayers over South Africa for tomorrow, just a few hours from now, you know, and the voting will be happening. And South Africa will face a new reality in a way that will happen whether we like it or not. It's a new reality. Voting brings new things every time. We have seen that. Let us praise and worship him.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. 0800-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Mayakhi, let me bring this to you. I know I have to play a song, and this is a beautiful song that I will play. Let me bring this to you, like I said, you know, let me bring this to you. Now, I like this. In the book of Psalms, it says in verse 5 of chapter 13, "But I trusted in your mercy. My heart will rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Elohim because he has dealt bountifully with me." Our praises and prayers is that he deals bountifully with us. Isn't it, my Achi? Are you still there, my Achi? Okay, I seem to have lost him a bit. Let me do a bit of this then. Are you still there?
The thing.
All right. Did you hear my question? Sorry, I don't hear you, man. What are you saying?
Okay, it's fine. You're speaking of Psalm 13, verse 5.
Yes, yes.
Alala.
It says, "But I trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Elohim because he has dealt bountifully with me." And I say, we ask him to deal bountifully with us tomorrow, my Achi.
Indeed, my Achi, we do. All praises, respect, power, and might, and esteem, they belong to him, because without him, we are nothing. So there needs to be political tolerance. We need to also be able to accept the results. So we being in his presence, it helps us, it teaches us about his love for us. We get to see his greatness, his mercies every single day.
Yeah.
So we are delivered from many things in life. You know, in life we're going through chaos, our own problems, our own issues. And we are able to survive, not because of we too clever or we have wisdom, but it is because of him, you know, that is carrying us, that is leading us. So we say in these elections, just like the statement that Masha made, to say, if you are not going with us, we want you to be ahead. So these elections, it must be you that lead. As a country, we dedicate them to you to say, we want to put everything about this country in your hands.
Yeah.
We need you in everything that we do so that the whole lot of things can change, all the wrongs can be fixed, you know. As we said earlier, we need people that will have the fear of him, that will love him. So then we get to be good, because it is walking in his commandments, it is in trusting in his word that we see that we are able to
to go through in many things. When you read Psalm 124, one of Dr. Tumi's lyrics, it says, if it had not been for Yahweh who was on our side. When Abba Yahweh was, or if it had not been Abba Yahweh who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us alive in their burning rage against us. The enemy would be planning or wishing for us to enter into riots, uncivil unrest, you know, so many things maybe, or this political intolerance. But now, it is greater is he that is in us as people. It is greater is he that is one that is the creator of this earth, the one who gives us the breath that we say, all let it be in your hands. And we thank you, because without you, there's no life. So we come to humble ourselves. We come to surrender everything. But Halibarona and everything, there are photos that are rounding the internet about the special voting corruption that is happening, boxes being opened, whatsoever, and all that. Abba must just help us to say, when the results come out, we have to be saying, you know, to accept, to say, whatever the outcome, we have prayed and we leave everything in your capable hands.
Amen. And of course, you can send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Words of goodwill and hope for tomorrow. And of course, also prayer. Prayer and praises and worship, you can also do that. And like I said, you know, there's a song that I think we need to play. A beautiful song. Just listen a bit to it.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs, or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. And of course, here's another thing, Professor. I'm looking at Psalms 127, and this is what we say. To the whole of Southern Africa, to the whole of Africa, and to this country in particular, because of tomorrow, that it should be the Father who builds the house. Unless the Elohim builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Elohim guards the city, the watchman stays away in vain. It should be the Father. We should surrender to him completely and directly. Truthfully so. What say you, Professor?
Perfectly so, my brother. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. It goes back to the saying, or to the verse actually, in Jeremiah 29:4, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. So in other words, we go to God in these prayers, worshiping and praising him, knowing that he has good plans, knowing that he is building us, knowing that he is building this country. We are not going to him with an understanding that we are defeated, but we go to God who has good plans for us. And I believe that he still has a lot for us as the country, for us as the house of God, for us as the church within the country in South Africa. So we are working with God. We are not working for him. But when we work with him, we need to do our part, because he has already done it. The scripture that you quoted speaks of the God who is building the house. So it means we are not going to build in vain. We are not going to watch in vain, because God is already a watchman over the country. So if God is a watchman over the country, we also need to watch with him. We need to be the gatekeepers with the Lord. We need to stand with him so that the will of God will be fulfilled. Some of the things that we are not aware of is that God has already released a lot of things over us, but we are the ones who are failing God by not standing in position. When we pray, we are giving earthly permissions to those things that are already in the heavenly realm, in the spiritual realm. So we are taking our part in making those things to manifest by prayer, because the scripture tells us that Jesus spoke a parable to them and said, men always ought to pray and never be faint. So in other words, there is a huge role that prayer plays in the life of a nation, in the life of the family, in the life of the church as a whole. We are not going to see other manifestations up until we take our position in prayer, up until we take our position as watchmen, as God is also the watchman over us as the nation. So we are going to take our part, knowing that he is going to defend us even against the spirits that will want to come against us. Where you quoted in Psalm 68, you quoted a scripture there, which is very beautiful, but I want to go to verse 4 and 5 of that same chapter, Psalm 68, which says, sing to God, sing praises to him, extol him who rides on the cloud by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. He's the father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation. So it starts by us acknowledging who he is. It starts by us exalting him, lifting him up, making sure that anything else is smaller than him, making sure that all our thoughts, our desires, our wishes, our plans are put under his feet, and we begin to praise him that he may rise and take his position. Like verse 1 is saying, rise, O Lord, and let all your enemies be scattered. But we do that and we allow him to take his position when we continually acknowledge him, even through praises, through worship, and through all of this exaltation. And we do that knowing that he is able to do things for us. He's a father to the fatherless. And maybe some of us are looking hopefully to the elections tomorrow, to the results that will come, and say, we need something that will feed us. We need something that will bring change into our circumstances. But we go with an understanding, he's a father to the fatherless. He's going to defend the widows. He's going to assist us. He's going to be with us. He's going to carry us in his mighty wings, because he's a God who cares and loves us. And we believe that he is the God who is building this house, is the God who is building this nation. And I want to quickly go to Nehemiah chapter 9 as we invite everybody to pray, to praise, to worship. Verse 5 says, stand up and bless the Lord your God. Stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. And then verse 6 is very beautiful. You alone are God. You have made heaven. So we are taking everything that we know about him, we're taking it back to him. You alone are God. We trust you. We don't trust men, but we trust God. We believe that what God has spoken into our lives as the nation, as believers, God will do it, because he is God alone. He has made heavens. He has made the heaven of heavens with all their hosts, including the people that we believe, including the people that we trust. All of them are created by God. So it means if we expect results, we need to expect results from where? From the Lord, who is the creator of everything. Mm. And it says the earth and everything on it belongs to him, the seas and all that is in them. And God preserve them all. Yeah. The host of heaven must worship him. So when we know who God is and the capabilities and the ability of God and what he's able to do when we trust him, when we go to him in prayer, in worship, we are not going to go into this tomorrow's ballot papers and voting with fear, but we'll go with trust, knowing that God who has good plans for us, the God who fights the battles for us, the God who builds this house has already built it for us. We are working with him, and we will bless his glorious name. will exalt him above all the nations, because he alone is God. There is no man who will do this for us. Yes, we can trust them, but we know that it is God who is doing it. There is no man who can take us from this point to another point, to the future that we hope for, but God is able to do it. And when we vote, we are believing in the God of the universe, the God who created the heaven of heavens with everything that is in it, including men who will be standing on those papers, men whose pictures will be on those papers. We know that God knows the right one. And Brother Baruch said it nicely. He said, we need to also learn to accept the result. Since we have prayed, we will believe that God will give us what he believes is good for this country, and we will trust him even with the process of moving forward from here to the next 5 years. And we will trust him with everything because we have prayed, and we'll continue to pray and trust him for the results that we are looking forward to after this election.
Absolutely there. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Maakhi, you're asking, where is our songstress, Mama Maureen? Atoropella.
Situiri. Wow.
Melodying. Absolutely there. And of course, many people are sending WhatsApps. Others are saying, "Dundat met lift, they do it with love." Colossians 3:23, amazing there. Eh? Greta Grace says, "Amen." As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's see if I'm not jumping anything. Kutsoli Dwaba saying, "Amen." There, amen. Praise and worship. Amen. We really appreciate that. There's a song that I know many people don't know, but it's going to be a new day, you know, tomorrow.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour. It is 1945, you know, it's about 14 and a half before the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray, hanging out with Professor Buyi Sondezi. And then, of course, Baruch Yah. Your name I can pronounce, Maakhi, without any disturbance in my mouth, eh? Baruch Yah. Now listen when I pronounce the professor. Professor Buyi Sondezi. Hey. Hey. Hutoluka, straight. Hutoluka. And of course, let me bring this to you, Maakhi. You know, each and every time when we cry to the Father, he hears our voice. And we are waiting on him even about tomorrow. That he hear our voice. He hears the voice of the remnant of Yasharal, his servant. For his mercies endure forever. Check this out. We remember this. And we ask ourselves this question of assurance. who remembered us in our lowly state, for his mercy endures forever, and rescued us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Elohim, Yahuwah of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Psalm 136, I was just reading, verse 23 up to 26. We cry to him, we have faith in him. He has been able, we have seen his mighty hand to save before, and we have seen his mighty hand to restore and to feed us again and to feed Yasharal. Mayaki.
Ach, Tuda, the name, when we say Abba Yahuwah or we say Abba Yahawah, we are speaking about a mighty hand that saves.
Yeah.
Which means somebody has fallen. A victim has fallen, and that victim is you and me. That victim is man.
Yeah.
Now he says, I will lift you up. Even when you and me walk through the valley of the shadows of death, we go through so many things in life. We go through so many bad decisions, so much confusion. The enemy is fighting us left, right, and center. And the things that are so enticing that we end up attracted to them, Kanti, they want to destroy us. But there's this mighty hand that saves. So the Yah is the right hand, letter number 10. And the H there is the breath, the Ha. So which forms Yah, which when he says that your lives are in my hands, that is what he means. Kena a re tshwereng, kena re tshegeditseng. So ntle le ene ga gona existence at all. So as a country, as people, that is for everybody, who we need to be praying him. And even those we are calling, even those that don't believe, those that think it's just science that has happened, and all that, to say, there is somebody who is in charge. There is somebody who has created all this from a sperm and an egg. If so, which means then we ought to give him praise. We ought to remulebuche ahi. Nalwena, here we are. We still have our voice. We still have our hearing. We still can be able to see. We still can walk, can touch. So, you know, we need to thank him for each and everything. Retsamaya, retswamodintu, right? Rekanahana baba nti. They thought gore maybe batlo bua ka tsileleng, but ba ile bo ya batho. But here we are, nalwena re khona go leboga gore o thula raba abaya gore re khona go bua safe, bana ba rona ba khona go tsamaya ba ye le bone ba bua safe ko sekolong. O re sireletsa, are Psalm 91, are I will send my malakims, my angels, so that they can lift you up, that you don't dash your foot into stones. Because there's so many potholes in life. There's so many snares. There is a boning, and some of them we may think, but we end up being hooked in them. You know, you maybe who started drugs didn't maybe say, a drug addict. Maybe it was just for pastime. Let me just kiutre fela gore nyaope e ya. But today, beba end up about saying ba wetse deep. Hey. Well, so mare ke le so go la gagwe le re tshepa, if we are a nation that prays, a ge ga gona se se phalang thapelo. Le ga it may look like, it may seem like we are defeated, but we should never give up to say, even if it happens, gore motho mongwe o tlo tsenang a ka ske a fulfilla se nna le wena re se expectileng. But that should not make us move our eyes from Abba Yahweh. We still need to trust in Him. We still need to believe in Him. We still need to love Him with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our being. So it is this mighty hand that saves. And you know, certainly we have to go through them, because it is a balance that we have to go through. You know, so we go through them because at times they bring us that khoretsosanyana. You know, sometimes we get too comfortable, we get too complacent, and then there's just something that comes to remind you, say, hey, tsoga, you know, so that we can return unto them, because at times re nagana gore ke botlhale ba rona bo boeditseng gore re achieve dilo tse re nang le tsone. Psalm 121 says, I lift up my eyes to the hill. Yeah. Where does my help come from? Yeah. My help comes from Abba Yahweh, the maker of the Shamayam and the Arat. He does not allow my foot to be moved. He who watches over me do not sleep nor slumber. See who is guarding Yasharal, neither sleep nor slumber. Abba Yahweh is my God. Abba Yahweh is my shade at my right hand. That is who He is in us. Our Savior, our Deliverer, our Redeemer, through Yahushua HaMashiach. Halala.
Halala. When we come back, still more to talk about. You can also send us your WhatsApps, man. After that, I will read what you wrote there. Charles Bergo and Lindy Wekane.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Pula pula I radio pulpit. Ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku-DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku-OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Charles Bergo says, God has blessed you, and Lindy Wekane quotes 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Encourage us to pray for kings and those in authority so that we may live peaceful and quiet lives. It says not to be like Russia and Ukraine, Palestine. Let's pray for a godly leadership. Let's all pray for a godly leadership. That's Lindy Wekane there. All right. The other one there, unsupported. Sorry about that. I can't see that message. Right. We only have 2 minutes. And let me give you parting shots. We will go back to normal programming, our normal show with the topic we were supposed to do today. Oh, last week. Yeah, man. We will continue next week. Dr. Bui, Professor, what say you finally?
Thank you, brother. My last words will come from Psalm 82, verse 3 and 4, where we need to pray that God defend the poor, the fatherless, the afflicted, the needy, and their hopes let them be fulfilled by what is going to happen tomorrow. And we believe that God is going to meet the needs of everyone crying to him at this point in time, for those who want to see the hand of the Lord coming through for them. And we'll continue praying that God moves towards the direction that favors everyone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you.
And Mayaki. How? Utimetse hape Mayaki. Na kya etswalla. Kya etswalla ntate. Utimetse hape Mayaki. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. We give glory to the Father. We exalt his holy name. There's none like him in our lives. Of course. Thank you to Professor Buisondezu. Pass our regards at home. And much things. Are the girls going to vote tomorrow?
I hope so.
tell them I'll be watching.
I'll need to carry them along.
Yeah, tell them I'll be watching. I'll be watching.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Blessings to everyone. Thank you, my brother. Thank you to the Radio Pulpit family.
Yeah, my Aki, you're back now. I wanted you to do a parting shot, but you were gone.
Sorry, my Aki.
Yeah,
I got distracted. Somebody was knocking. So
okay. Your parting shot quickly, just in few 10 seconds.
All right, everybody, let them have a blessed day, Kamoso, and cast their vote with trust, as we have prayed, we have said their good messages, and trusting that we are all going to make a good choice. May Abaya richly bless us, cover us, and may his face shine upon each and every one of us. Halala. And shalom to Professor and family. Shalom to you. Ahi, shalom to all the listeners. Tudor Rabah. Halala. As we pass our heads tomorrow.
Halala. And then, of course, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the messages, man. They're just, you know, heartwarming. We give the Father the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's none like him. By his Holy Spirit, he continues to guide us into all truth. Have yourself a peaceful night and a peaceful day tomorrow. Let's speak again tomorrow between 6 and 8. And tell me how it went as we praise him and worship him. Tuda! Raba.
Funda ukunini, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.